Our next public hearing is conditional use 1686 Malone Enterprises LLC.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for multifamily dwelling structures to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 12.77 acres, more or less, lying north of Long Neck Road, being Route 23, 2.3 miles east of Route 22C, being the Potnetch Road. For the benefit of the commission, I'll pass down copies of our book received late Monday. The booklet was received from the applicants, prepared by Landmark Engineering Incorporated. It includes references to the existing property, includes property maps and a plan index, agency reviews, proposed improvements, references to site utilities, site entrance, floodplain, and wetlands, and also had a series of attachments, being majority of which are maps. That is a part of the record. I did receive a couple agency comments. First one being from the Department of Transportation, in the form of a support facilities report, was dated January 26th of 2006, makes reference to the present zoning, proposed zoning with conditional use. Long Neck Road was given consideration from Massey's land into the stoplight at Banks's Road. There's an annual average daily traffic of 7,537 vehicles per day, with a summer average of 9,848 vehicles per day. Traffic impact study was not recommended. The present level of service is level of service D and will not change as a result of this application. Second comment was received today from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. Makes reference to the application, the conditional use number, the location, size of the parcel. State that the site is located within a county operated and maintained sanitary sewer district, being the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District, that wastewater capacity is available for this project, that Ordinance 38 construction will be required, that there are system connection charge credits of 53.06. In reference to location and size of laterals or connection points, it states a gravity connection point is available in Long Neck Road. Engineering or the county engineer must approve the final connection point. County owns and operates the existing on-site collection and transmission system serving existing structures on the site. County engineer must approve abandoning any portion of that system. Proper disconnection of existing structures is required before structures are removed, demolished, or site work begins. Disconnection permits are required, and disconnection must be inspected by the county. The building permit will not be approved until the disconnection has been inspected and approved by the county. Conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required. In additional comments, it states it will be the responsibility of the developer to install all wastewater facilities for the project at the developer's expense in accordance with county standard procedures and specifications. Downstream and on-site upgrades may be necessary also. The developer at the developer's expense would also perform necessary upgrades. The developer should contact the utility planning department, provide the phone number to discuss requirements and necessary upgrades prior to submitting a sewer concept plan, and that a concept plan is required to be submitted. And that's all I have, gentlemen, at this time.
All right, sir, we thank you. Chair recognizes Mr. Byard.
Thank you, Mr. Wheatley. For the record, Gene Byard on behalf of the applicant, Malone Enterprises, and its principal, Mario Malone, to my right. With me is Bob Stronsky from Landmark Engineering. Bob prepared the design of the site plan, and we'll explain it to you. This project is a redevelopment of an existing 40-lot mobile home park, which also includes 42 campers and a marina containing 106 boat slips. It's located in an environmentally sensitive developing district. As Lawrence points out, it is within the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District, and it is served by Tidewater Utilities. The proposal in brief is to redevelop the property into 41 condominiums with 106 boat slips. As your project booklet indicates, no plus submission was required because, first, the site is already fully developed, and second, there are less than 50 units in the proposed project. Additionally, there is not only no traffic impact, there is a reduction in traffic impact, according to DelDOT's calculations. There can be no environmental impact because the site is already fully developed. With that, I'd ask Bob to come forward. Could you identify yourself for the record and briefly describe your credentials?
My name is Bob Stronsky. I'm with Landmark Engineering in Dover. I've been a civil designer now for the last 25 years. I've been associated with Landmark for the past 2 years, previous to that, Donovan Associates.
And you were responsible for the design of this project?
Yes, I did the design on the project, and I've the layout's based on planning and zoning's requirements. 41 condominiums were able to be fitted to the existing property. There's approximately 1.7 acres of open space that'll be available to the 41 units. And then there's another half acre of open space for stormwater management.
Bob, if you could go to the board that you've prepared and identify how properties are developed in the four points of the compass around the property.
Oxnets is involved on this side here. There's a development across the street.
Is that Fairfield?
Yeah, I believe that's Fairfield. Woodlands Incorporated owns this side here. Currently, it's all wooded along this side here.
Are there any wetlands on site, Bob?
Yes, they are. They're associated with the channel.
Will any wetlands be impacted by the proposed project?
There's plans to disturb any of the existing bulkheads.
Where the actual construction will go, there are no wetlands?
No, none at all.
And you will be applying for a jurisdictional determination from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers?
Yes, we are. We already have a consultant in on that right now.
There are many more boat slips than condos. How are you going to handle boater traffic, if you will? Is there a design to take that traffic somewhere and park it?
I'm not familiar with what the the slips are going to be used for.
Well, that's Mr. Malone. Perhaps we can ask him.
Question for Mr. Malone.
All right. Any other site issues that jump out at you in your design?
Well, we're going to have issues with the stormwater management, but I'm sure that can be dealt with and handled through the proper channel.
Isn't that what engineers are for?
That's what we do.
All right. Gentlemen, one issue that is not relevant to the application before you, but I need to touch on, is this. Before Mr. Malone is entitled to close his mobile home park, he must comply with state law involving the Landlord-Tenant Code, and in particular the Mobile Home Locks and Leases Act. And before he can close his park, he has to establish that there is a planned future use. And the best way we can think of to establish a planned future use is to present this application and carry it to a conclusion. Before Mr. Malone is entitled to build the project, he must fully comply with the Mobile Home Lots and Leases Act, and he will do that. Again, that's not a land use matter. It is a matter governed by Title 25 of the Delaware Code, controlling the rights and obligations of mobile home tenants and landlords. But I wanted to point that out. What this project is in my view, consistent with the comprehensive land use plan, consistent with the zoning ordinance. The project is substantially less dense than what's there. It actually returns to the county 12 EDUs. The site is allocated 53 EDUs as we speak, and 41 will be consumed by this project. Also is a development of a more permanent nature that will enhance the county's tax base, and given the recent type of development in this portion of Long Neck, will be consistent with the trend of development in the area. And that's all we have. We'll be glad to answer any questions you have.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions. So we'll start with Mr. Burton.
I would like to just talk about how the number of boat slips outnumber
Mr. Malone, you want to come up and field that question?
Sure. Excuse me, what was the question?
Your name, sir, for the tape recorder?
It's Mario Malone, Malone Enterprises.
How, with the number of boat slips, we have more boat slips than you have homes. Will there be additional parking for people that, how are you going to work that?
No, it's not going to
be. Two boat slips per house?
Yes, two boat slips per house, and then we'll do discontinue some of the boat slips in the main channel and all. Take them out of the main channel. So I'm figuring, yes, two boat slips for each house.
Each house?
Yes.
Okay, and the open space, you mentioned 1.7 of open space. Is that the land I see on the other side of the...
Yes, of the, on the top end.
You really can't see it, Mr. Burton.
That's right, but this area and a portion of this area here. And plus to the... right in that area there.
That the top piece is, you can access
right.
That?
Right in here. Uh-huh. And this portion here. Will be available to the residents of the. If you look to the far left, there's a road that gets to the gets to that area.
There
there's an area to the left here.
And to the northwest of the property, about.
Right in here.
And now you'll be able to access that through through a footpath.
Yeah. No, it's a road, actual road.
There's trailers back.
There's campers in that both of those areas
will not
right
be
now.
There.
The campers will be removed.
No further questions.
Yes, sir. Mr. Gordy.
So is it possible with your stormwater calculation and your wetland delineation you might lose some lots?
No,
you don't think that's going to happen?
Okay.
And the entrance Harbor Roads ought to be used now, correct?
That's correct. Matter of fact, there's going to be one less entrance along Harbor Road.
Okay. That's all the questions I have.
Mr. Smith. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In reading the information that was supplied, I realize you don't have a specific, townhome model picked out at this time. Is that correct?
I don't think so. I think that what Bob designed was a condo of the size of, 1,800 square feet? Is that correct?
It's a pretty generic footprint. But the footprint itself is not going to change. The facade and, of course, the zoning only permits so much height, so it'll have to comply with anything zoning.
And those units will be elevated on piling, probably pressure treat or maybe steel piling.
It'll be elevated.
With parking for two underneath and perhaps one in the driveway. When you mentioned the elevation and all. If this application is moved forward, will that site be filled at all? Will the base elevation be raised?
It's going to be our intent not to try to do any fill, but with the property being so low, to, in order to get the stormwater management to work out, there might be some minimal fill put in there.
And the assurances then that the lands of ABC Woodlands that would be to, I guess, towards the west that containing if you do raise your elevation.
Most of the site raising would be in and around the homes themselves to get the water away from the homes and into the stormwater management areas. So the roads that are perimetering everything are going to match perfectly to whatever they're adjoining. So any of the raising would be in the center of the site to force the water out into the stormwater management areas.
All right. And one last question, just bear with me. I may have missed it. Would you be kind enough to repeat your credentials insofar as you being your abilities to delineate the wetlands and pass that forward to the Army Corps?
I am not qualified to delineate wetlands. We hired a corporation named JCM Environmentalists. They did all the delineation, and they are going to provide all of the paperwork and reports, photographs, borings, everything to the Corps of Engineers.
Thank you.
You may have seen Mr. McCauley here on a number of occasions in the past. I think his credentials are known to you.
Is that it, Mr. Smith?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thanks. I do want to go back to the boat slips for a second. Now, we're going to have two boat slips per unit. Are these, is it the intention for these boat slips to be for the use and enjoyment of the folks that own the homes, or will they be allowed to sublet them, or?
Use for the homes only, sir.
Okay, so, and I'm sure your council has advised you that this is a conditional use application, and as such, the commission, if they choose to approve it, can also place conditions on it. Would it be an issue if a condition was placed on there that the slips could not be sublet?
Sure.
Okay. All right, sir. Mr. Lang.
No questions.
Kelt.
No questions.
Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Council.
No questions.
All right then, gentlemen. We thank you very much. We'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. For anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1668 Malone Enterprises LLC. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1668? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may prefer to call the office in the morning.